Welcome to Blazed Thoughts, where good bud and wild ideas make for interesting entertainment.
Yo, what it do? It's the one and only Archie Star with three R's back once again with another Blazed Thought. Now, hold on. Y'all already know how this goes, man. We got to spark the blaze. There you go. I hope y'all having a wonderful day, week, weekend, whenever you listen to this. I hope y'all got something to smoke up, and I hope it's going well for you. So, what's cracking with you? Now, I know a lot of y'all may not be in a good mood, because the world has gone crazy. But we already know what's going on in the world. I decided after that last I decided after that last podcast that I'm not about to be a motherfucking news channel. Pardon my French. No, pardon my French. Don't pardon nothing. I'm not going to be no damn news channel. You can see what's going on in the news. Yeah, I don't need my motherfucking opinion. I'm going to keep it to myself on it. Unless I'm really affected by it. And then I'm just ranting at that point, which is okay too. But regardless, I am not your outlet source for news. I am your outlet source for hearing some silly shit and getting high and listening to it. And I had to smoke to that. So I'm not doing that shit. And it's a whole lot of shit going on. I feel like it's going to continue. But that is what it is. That's the way of the world. I can't change it. But I'm not gonna keep bringing down my energy level. You understand? That RJ can't do. I can do all things. But I can't do that. Oh, I'm stupid. Man, I hope y'all having a good day. But what I was thinking about, and this is what I want to share to y'all today. So I was smoking as per usual. And I was wondering to myself, you know, I was sitting on the couch, and I was just sitting there, sometimes you just kind of space out. Well, I just kind of space out. Don't necessarily have a particular thought in mind. It's just many things just bounce around in my head. Like, I don't know, like could I really take on, like, a saber-tooth tiger or some shit like that? Like, that's some of the shit I think about. Like, how would I survive? Like, are guns included? Like, if so, a gun, what kind of gun would I use? Like, I wonder how thick a saber-tooth tiger's skin is. Can, like, a 9mm penetrate it? Or do I need, like, a 45? Or do I need to get, like, a Smith & Wesson 500? You know, what the fuck? Like, you know, this is the shit I think about. And then, like, because motherfuckers, like, caveman and shit, they was killing a motherfucker with a spear. Or the motherfucker with a knife on it. So I'm thinking the skin may not be that strong if they was killing it with spears and shit and sticks. I mean, come on, we're talking about a bullet, you know what I'm saying? They was close up on it, motherfucker. They had to stick them, so they had to get close. But, you know, that's the shit I think about. Well, recently, been thinking if you know me on a personal level, I probably had this conversation with you before. If I have, then you already know where I'm going with this. If I haven't, then you're going to learn where I'm going with this. But if you don't know me on a personal level, you're going to feel even more closer to me because I'm sharing something that most people only know about me on a personal level. So there you go. Anyway. I always wonder, and I still do, who started naming shit? And what made what they named it the end all be all? And what I mean by that is like, who created the colors? Who made red, red, blue, blue, green, green? Who did that? Who's responsible? Who decided that what a circle is? A triangle? Like, who made these terms up? Like, who's responsible? I have so many questions. Like, if I could ask one question, like, if God come down to me like, yo, RJ, ask me anything in the world, and I tell you, that's my one question. Who the fuck did it? Who's responsible? Who taught who? Like, I get as kids now, like, we had to be taught from somebody what a wheel is, but who's the original teacher? Did are you saying, like, if you go, like, if you believe in the Bible and you say, well, God created Adam and Eve, did they know this right off the bat when he created them? What a wheel was? What a shark was? What an octopus was? Like, where did these names come from? Like, how is nobody asking these questions? Yo. I have so many questions, bro. Like, dude, I feel like I'm the only one that cares. Or maybe it's the butt. Maybe. I doubt it, though. Because I often think about this even when I'm sober. But it's like, I don't know. I understand this is the part that really weirds me out, right? Like, in every culture, in every nationality, race, whatever, even though it's in a different language, we all have the same concept of what that is. Such as, like, water. We all have a concept of what water is, even though we don't speak the same language. Like, who created this shit? Like, who's responsible? This shit is so, like, mind-boggling. It is so mind-boggling. And then that goes to, like, that makes me feel like sometimes, like, this shit isn't real. Life isn't real. We're an experiment. Because, like, you look at, like, I can't recall a documentary, but you can research this shit. You can go Google some shit. You can YouTube some shit. You're gonna find many, like, caves with, like, hieroglyphics and paintings and shit. Of shit that we have today, like, of airplanes and helicopters. You see the shit etched in the walls, like, thousands of years ago and shit like that. Crazy, crazy mess. You can go see that. You can go look up stuff like that. I'm like, how do they know what the fuck a fighter jet was? And they couldn't. I don't know. Like, we still don't know how they built the fucking pyramid. Scientists still can't figure that shit out. The fuck? They can't figure out how they built something that long ago where we can supposedly send motherfuckers out of space? But we can't figure out how they built the pyramid with no computers? That shit don't make sense to me. But because it don't make sense, one could assume, or one could It could be highly possible. That we are test subjects. You know how scientists like they like capture like rats and then they put them in like do simulations and shit where they like run around and they like observe them. That's what if the aliens are doing that to us? Think about it. Just think about it. Think about how complex the human mind is. Like how many neurons fire off of your brain per minute? Like, this shit is ridiculous. And maybe neurons isn't the right word, but it's one of those scientific words. I know what I'm talking about. I'm just too high to think about it right now, but I'm going to keep going with what I'm talking about. Our bodies, the human body, is so, like... It's amazing when you think about it. It's incredible. And I think when people, when you realize that, or when you come to that realization, you really appreciate yourself more. Like, you are a specimen. Like, you're just like, like so unique, you really don't understand the magnitude of how unique the human body is. And this shit is crazy. How everything is connected, all from the brain to your heart. Everything is just, everything flows seamlessly. You're like a well-tuned machine. Like the way everything just flows. Then the top of it off, your body is mostly made of water. Like, what? Like, this shit is fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Sound like a fucking science experiment. Sound like some really smart motherfuckers that's far beyond our capabilities of intelligence. Just start, like, tweaking some shit with a project, and they probably got a high grade on it. And won their version of the Nobel Peace Prize, and then they're getting paid some astronomical amount of money to do research on this creation that he came up with in his lab. How's that for a kicker? Oh, shit. Simulating emotions. Simulated emotions. That's interesting. That's an interesting concept. Oh, my bad. That was the ashtray. But man, that shit just really got weird. Real weird. Like, I feel weird now. Like, what if we are being watched? And then they're like, they're just putting inputs. That's when people spaz out and know what happened. That's them just like, oh, let's see what this does. They put an input in, the mother just trip out and start, oh, no, that's not a good idea. Let's take that back. And then maybe they don't control people. Maybe they just like, let's just see how long it takes for this test. This test group, because we could be like, if we are a science experiment, imagine how many failed. And what if when they consider failed is when they ruin their own planet, just to see like what type of tweaks they can get to where humans can coexist without chaos. Huh, interesting. What if they tried, what if this is their first go at it? And then they tried dinosaurs, because that was really cool. Like, yo, what would be cooler than fucking big-ass creatures with sharp teeth that can just annihilate shit? And they is like, yo, that shit's dope. But then they just, like, start maturing, like, yo, what's the point of this? This is just madness. Like, I know we was all excited, but what if we can actually build, like, life and then they can create shit on their own and see how long, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that seemed like some dope, a dope ass project I would do if I had the capabilities to. Oh shit. Or what if we were miniature versions of those aliens? What if they recreated? What if we're like children of those aliens? And in order to grow, we have to die in this form, and then we go back to becoming aliens. Then we could just finish watching the show. That's weird. See, that's what happens when you smoke a lot. Or not when you smoke a lot. That's what happens when you think a lot, or you have creative, when you're pretty creative and think a lot. This is some of the things that happen. You think of weird stuff like that. It makes for an interesting story, though. If I had the patience to write a book or something, I feel like I'm started a book. I started a few books, but I lose interest really fast. Remember I talked about a couple episodes ago about procrastination? And I told you that one of my things is, you know, I go on to the next one and it sounds better than the last one. Yeah, I have that problem. So that's why I stop. I have all these ideas. It is what it is. But if y'all choose to borrow them, I need a cut. I'm just saying. Like, I need like, I'll take like 2 points. It's my idea. I need some water. Oh, snap. Yeah, but I think y'all should, if anybody have any suggestions, let me know. But I really want to know that question is, who started naming stuff? Who decided, like, the layer that keeps all our insides together is called skin? Or who called our fingernails nails? Or things we chew with teeth. Like, nobody, like, I know y'all had this. I'm not the only one that thought about this. I can't be the only one that thought about this. Or that thinks about this. And I don't think about it all the time. It's not to the point to where it bothers me or I'm obsessed about it. But it's just something I would like to know. Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm full on. I'm special. Hold on. I gotta smoke. Hold on. Yo. Let me tell you. Dabbing out of puff coat. Dabbing out of the puff coat is oh, I can't. That shit went straight to the brain. Dabbing out of the puff coat is both easy and the most dangerous shit you can do if you're not, I won't say experienced, but just a novice dabber. If you're like a beginner dabber, you might die. Your lung might fall out in your lap for coughing so hard. Not really. Nobody never died from smoking weed. I'm just want to throw that medical piece out there. But I'm talking about metaphorically. You're going to feel like you're dead. But you're not going to die. You're going to be all right. you gonna wake up about 30 minutes and eat up everything in the house. Like, but listen, this is why I say that it's easy but dangerous. It's easy because most dab rigs, you need a torch. These are the traditional. You need a torch, you need a carb cap, you need all this. And then you get to the e-rigs, and they have many different types of those. They have something you plug up, they got battery operated, rechargeables, whatever. But what makes this so easy is that it is like an e-rig, essentially. But the build quality and the actual bubbler, how everything is just works, it's simple. Like, you don't have to pull hard. Like, I mean, I have a lot of smoking tools, as y'all know. If y'all don't know, y'all better go to _RJ_ and then act like you know. I got a lot of tools, from the G-Connect to Chrome Dome, like all these different tools for that you can use for dabbing. And nothing compares to that. That shit is fucking wicked. And it is like you're supposed to pull slow and consistent. And then when you do that, I don't know why it makes it more milky. You think you pull hard, it would, but it just doesn't work like that. So when you pull in, it's just like you're pulling slow and consistent. You're like, all right, I really don't feel nothing. Then you start feeling it like in the back of your throat. You're like, oh, I got a whole bunch of smoke inside of me. Hold on. And then you're like, you try to, blow it out, but you didn't realize how much of your lungs and shit been filling up. And then you stop your blowout, and then that smoke is still in there. Then that's when the fun start happening. When you just get a whole, that's when your lungs start feeling, gasping for air. Your lungs start beating that punching bag. Like, you just on this last few punches, and you just like, and then you start burping, and then smoke come out. Cause you swallowed the damn smoke, I'm telling you, that's how potent it could be if you're a beginner. I don't think I could have described that any better. That was a great description. Yeah, so the Puffco. If you're not about that life, then I would suggest either hitting it slowly, like hit it and then stop and then breathe that, let that out, and then hit it again, like take baby steps. But if you go at it like I ain't no punk, it would definitely show you or try to prove you wrong. I'm telling you, if anybody feel like they want to test their lung power, I told them they can always come holler at you, boy. I got many things that will put your lung power to test and to see if you bought that life. Not saying that I'm better than you, because your lungs may be better than mine, but I'm just saying if you want to test yours to see for yourself, like your own measurement to see if you really bought that life or not, then I definitely have tools and smoking utensils that can put that to the test. And not many survivors. There are a few, but not many survive. I'll tell you that much. But on that note, man, I'm gonna wrap up because I'm too high for this. I gotta go practice on my soccer. Yo, be safe, be high, and I holla.